Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on The Best Hour. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/course mastery, and you can also find us on our website, truthought.org, and True Thought is our spiritual community, our group of mighty companions, and we're so excited that you're tuning in today and listening along with us. We're going to be discussing a workbook lesson in A Course in Miracles today, lesson 354. And I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for being here. So let's join together and take a good deep breath and a moment of silence before we begin. We stand together, Christ and I, in peace and certainty of purpose, and in Him is His Creator, as He is in me.
My oneness with the Christ establishes me as your Son, beyond the reach of time and wholly free of every law but yours. I have no self except the Christ in me. I have no purpose but His own, and He is like His Father. Thus must I be one with you as well as Him. For who is Christ except your Son as you created Him? And what am I except the Christ in me?
We stand together, Christ and I, in peace and certainty of purpose, and in Him is His Creator as He is in me. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. I love the certainty that we are speaking with now, that we are accepting our role. We're accepting our truth. We're accepting our capital S self. And these lessons to me are just affirmations of a commitment already made, of a devotion already stated. And each one, of course, is a prayer. My oneness with the Christ establishes me as your child beyond the reach of time and wholly free of every law but yours, Father. And the laws of love prevail. I'm always, as we were reading this morning, I'm just reflecting back on the As Christ statement and, of course, in a way of mastery. And you can see how in that statement that we begin to merge our mind. We join in union and relationship, communion, really, if you will. And that statement says, as Christ in perfect safety, I merge my mind, or I dissolve my mind into the perfect peace of God. God rests easy while we toss and tumble in our dreams. Was said by Raj that God chooses not to dream. These affirmations, these prayers, these statements in these last few lessons of this workbook are just so high in vibration and hold such a high level of certainty for me that I just love them, and I hope that everyone that's participating with us in this journey this year is finding such peace in their lives in these last couple of weeks of the year.
I just keep thinking of the Christ in us, our hope and glory, Christ as us, our hope and glory. Christ is us, our hope and glory. I have said for a while, this year it's really come to me that every starting point, the crux of everything is identity in our teaching. It all comes to right identification as the divine self, as Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about this particular lesson, you mentioned the word merging, and I was, you know, in a place of communion, of holy communion, and having been raised Catholic, you know, that's something that I did, and I see the beauty in it, in this holy communion, you know, what is traditionally the Trinity, or, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you know, that that as we get closer to the end of this, we see that it is all one. Mm-hmm. When we are in that right identification, you know, the Holy Spirit being nothing more than your right mind, you know, the Christ is you, that is your divine identity. And, you know, as this says, and in him, in Christ, is his creator, as he, creator, is in me. Mm-hmm. And so it's this standing together. We stand together, Christ and I, God and I, in peace. And peace is the condition upon which the glory of the angels on Christmas proclaim peace on earth, you know, is through this realization of the innocence and the birth of the Christ as each of us.
In everyone, yes.
In every one of us. So this is really, I feel like yesterday's lesson was more of a channel consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, use my hands, my voice, my feet, mm-hmm. you know, my entire being to be the extension, to be the channel. And I mm-hmm. feel like this lesson is the mystical, yeah. you know, we're rising into the oneness where it all merges into the oneness. Mm-hmm. And that the only reason that, you know, not to diminish our beloved teacher, Jesus, but Jesus is the figure that would get our attention. And this is, you know, part of his ongoing mission, you know, to be the savior of this experience for humanity. And, but it's Jesus as Christ.
That's right.
And it's Tony as Christ and mm-hmm. Claudia as Christ. Mm-hmm. And then that's how we join in the shared purpose. I think that's really mm-hmm. important. You know, we come here in this experience of differentiation and individualism, thinking that we each have a unique purpose, but no, you know, only coming to find out that there's really only one purpose. It's really very quite simple. And how we experience, extend it, and express it may be according to the individual gifts that you know, we share in the world. But it still all boils down to the same purpose. We stand together.
Right.
We stand together.
As Christ.
As Christ.
Yeah. So we be mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. you know. And when we let that be, we get our identity back.
We get our identity back.
Yeah, capital I identity.
Yeah, and that's what, yeah.
Wonderful.
I have no self except the Christ in me. So are we willing to let go of the concept and idea of
the self we make?
The personality.
Yeah.
But the personality is still surrendered as just like the body surrendered to spirit, it still has a utilitarian function in the world when like it's Christ directed. Right.
Like the sleeping self.
Yeah.
You know, it has a utilitarian function when we're moving into that dimension, but when we wake up from it, we just leave it behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we'll do here as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
We stand together, Christ and I, in peace and certainty of purpose, and in him is his creator as he is in me.
And so it is.
God bless. We love you, mighty companions. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over. the sea. I send my love into the